say a couple of things to my friends across the pond, who seem to be having a whale of a time of it at the moment, beating each other up. And if you'll forgive me, I am a foreigner, I'm an outsider, I'm a British person. You chased our British asses out of there twice before. You took our tea and you threw it in the sea. So I appreciate I'm not American. But from way over here on the other side of the pond, there are some things I observe. Firstly, is that of course I am far away. And when you're far away, distance lends perspective. And I see you all going for each other, beating each other up. And you know, I've known many of you since before you were what you are now. I've known many of you since you were at the back of the room when I was up talking. It's been a long time. That doesn't make me right. What it does make me is somewhat experienced about how this stuff works. And I get to see it firsthand over here because, of course, we really are up against it. So what I would say is that it's perfectly great that you all think a bunch of different stuff. So you may be on the Candice side of things. You may be on the Charlie side of things. You may be Turning Point. You may be a Nick supporter. Maybe you're a MTG person. Maybe you're a Laura Loomer person. Maybe you're a Crowder person. All of you different people on different sides of this duking it out. I would just say that you're still under the same umbrella. Have all those different thoughts, have all those different opinions, be what you would consider to be fundamentally opposed. But I can tell you from all this long way away over here that you're not really. You're under the same umbrella, which is that you want people to be okay. You want people to be free. You want people to have the ability to do well in their own lives, to be able to raise their family, to be able to look after their family, freedom and the pursuit of happiness. You're under that umbrella, surely. The second thing that I think is really important is that the internet pulls you towards darkness. You know, the darker the matter, the more clicks you're rewarded by. And I understand there's competition for clicks. People want to be number one at this or number one at that. But actually, whilst the internet and Twitter in particular reward darkness, I don't think it does reward our audience. It may drag their eyeballs to you, but I don't know that it's good for our souls. And if you're in any kind of spiritual warfare, surely it's the souls you're competing for. So to talk of darkness all the time may get you to be number one or the biggest this or have this many million views, but is it in the interests of the audience that you say you serve? I would question that. And of course, you'll find many examples of my darkness in the past, and then you'll see where I'm headed now, which is towards the uplift and the positivity, because I know our audience needs that. It doesn't make me right or you wrong. It's an honest observation. And another, I guess, honest observation is that politics is for snakes. In my opinion, all politicians of all descriptions on all sides are snakes. You have to be a massive twat spangle. You have to be a monster to be in politics. I acknowledge that. But whilst you guys are all busy beating yourselves up about Israel first, no America first, no MAGA, no MAGA's dead, MAGA's not dead. Yes, it is. No, it isn't. Right? The choices were an aging man or Kamala, all puppets of Obama, or Trump. Like, the choices weren't all the ideal choices you may have liked to have had. And I don't know who those people are because they don't show themselves when it comes to election day. The choices were black and white. The choices were this or that. It's a binary thing. You had a choice of Biden slash Kamala or Trump. So you can speculate all you want. You can have your opinions all you want. You can argue about Israel all you want. But your democratic system offered you two choices and a choice had to be made. And from my perspective, all the way over here as a foreigner and an outsider, please let me tell you, decent, ordinary Americans made a bloody brilliant choice.
That's the great Katie Hopkins from the UK. A message I think I particularly needed. And she's right. People around the world are looking at us to pull through this. We'll be right back with Elijah Schaefer. Don't go anywhere.
Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now because we have a sale running from now, Tuesday, November 18th, when I'm saying this live on air, until Monday, November 24th at midnight. Every order on top of all the other discounts that are there, gets $10 at checkout. Just at checkout, when you hit checkout, $10 comes off. And that means if you're buying a ball cap or a t-shirt or a $20 bottle of probiotic that's excellent, it's crazy. For the next week only, add any of our amazing products to your cart and you'll get an additional 10% automatically applied at checkout. Best-selling products, Ultramethylene Blue, cleanest, strongest, medical grade, formula, bovine colostrum, the best, Ultimate Life Force, Spike Protein, Cardiovascular Detox. Incredible. Everybody should be taking that. Shilajit capsules, all there. And if you're a VIP, you sign up, $30 a month, you instantly get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales.
Peeling back the layers of the day's events to reveal the core truth. War Room with Harrison Smith.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is The War Room. Second hour is on, and I'm very happy to welcome my guest, Elijah Schaefer. So, as you know, yesterday, a little something came up. Maybe we'll dig into that here, because it's all has to do with the, I would put it as oppression that he's under, the abuse that he's under from our FBI and our FBI's girlfriend, apparently. Elijah Schaefer can be found, of course, on X, at Elijah Schaefer, on YouTube, at Official Rift TV. My bio here says you're a provocative podcaster, journalist, and online commentator known for unfiltered takes. As CEO of Rift TV, he hosts a popular show, Slightly Offensive, where he dives into controversial topics with a conservative lens. But of course, you're sort of going through it right now, Elijah. How you doing? Hope you're okay and in a safe location, man. How are you?
Well, Harrison, it's really good to be on with you. Definitely have been doing better. Unfortunately, India got a hold of this lawsuit, the actual country, and they found an old tweet of mine that said, "I curse Vishnu, the fake god," and they're convinced that all this is happening because I don't respect Vishnu. I like to safely report that that has nothing to do with this. Clean up your streets, people, and stop pooping in them. And anyways, I just wanted to clear that up. That's been going viral the last 24 hours. This is a very serious issue. It's bigger than Vishnu, bigger than something that's fake. This is a very real problem with the federal government. I'm having friends turn on me, journalists turn on me, government officials accuse me of lying. I'm having character assassinations, people saying things that probably are turned to my own lawsuits, people claiming, you know, I've committed criminal offenses, harmed children. One person even claimed that I harmed his 4-year-old and 6-year-old boy, and he'll go to court and testify throughout the entire year of 2023. Unfortunately, he didn't realize that I never even stepped foot in America in 2023. So he didn't realize I lived in Australia. So you have people willing to testify in court against me that committed heinous crimes right now in countries that I never even was in. And so, you know, you have the bot farms, you have Israeli bot farms, you have government agency, FBI, possibly bot farms, and individuals willing to lie under oath to essentially try to put me in prison, all because I'm not shutting up. And I guess this is where we start, is that there's an attempt to silence my voice, my show. They didn't effectively silence Tucker. They couldn't effectively silence Candace or Fuentes. And so I guess they kind of went from the A list down to, maybe I'm a C list now. I guess I might have skipped the B list, to the C list commentators, and thought, well, we can't bury them. You know, Candace has George Farmer's wealth. Tucker has, you know, his Fox News wealth. Fuentes is well-funded, self-supported for years. So I guess they're just going after who they think they can destroy that is criticizing the occupation of the United States government. And I'm the first one on the chopping block, and they're really mad because I'm not going away.
Yeah, and this whole thing is weird. And, you know, my wife is not really tuned into political stuff. She's got good instincts, but she's got better stuff to pay attention to, which is good because – every once in a while, you know, I'll have to explain to her what's going on, and it gives me a new perspective. So yesterday she asked me, like, oh, you know, how's your show? And I said, well, our guest had some problems, and I don't know if you want to get into what happened yesterday, but I sort of explained to her a little bit of what happened. And she's like, what? I'm like, okay, let me walk you through this. So Elijah Schaefer posted a picture of Kash Patel and Kash Patel's girlfriend. And it was in response to a tweet that was talking about how sometimes when you see attractive women with powerful men, it could be a honeypot operation. But he didn't say anything. He just, you know, posted up. It's kind of a cheeky, you know, reference or whatever. They sue him for $5 million. And then he goes to El Salvador for, you know, a work project. And then they declare him a domestic terrorist and put him through extra screening before he gets into the country. And then when you get here, you're being, like, harassed. You posted a video yesterday of some stranger knocking on your door. And, like, as I'm explaining to her, it's hitting me how crazy this is. Because when we're following it every day, it just sort of incrementally gets crazier. But then laying it out on a timeline, I was like, this is genuinely crazy what's happening to you and why you're the one being targeted. I guess I'll ask that question. I was going to save it for later. But do you think this has to do with your acceptance of the challenge by Netanyahu? Because Netanyahu basically came out and declared war against America. We're the eighth front in this information war. And, you know, a lot of people, it pissed a lot of people off. But you really, like, went back at him and said, you want to declare war, you know, bring it on. I don't want to mischaracterize you. But I was just thinking, why is it Elijah they're going after so hard? And I'm wondering if it doesn't have something to do with your very bombastic response to Netanyahu. I mean, do you think that has anything to do with it? I'm just trying to figure out why they're treating you like this.
Well, absolutely, Harrison. This is, without a shadow of a doubt, something that I think you and I are very well aware of. You know, here I have Will. You know, he runs a great show called Zvrillium. He's amazing. He works at the network, and I wanted to bring him on to discuss this because he's been tracking the case in the background. But essentially, this lawsuit comes out for the exact evaluation of my small company. And I started my company with the purpose of being the first mainstream network. We were going to have the same quality, the same attention to detail, the same reliability and fact-finding. We just weren't going to accept Zionist money. So I want to clarify, we're not an anti-Israel network. We're not anti-Jewish. We're not anti-Semitic. We simply decided that Zionists in our country have the interests of Israel above the interests of the United States. And so we don't want to receive special interest money from people that are looking out for any other country than the United States. Okay? That's very important. You don't see Canadians in the United States, you know, Steven Crowder, Gavin McGinnis. You don't really see them advocating, you know, for Canadian rights above the U.S. You don't really see that sort of thing. Now, it's not just Israel, right? You see, we have members of Congress, Somalian members of Congress that are advocating for Somalia, and I speak out against that. We have the mayor of, you know, of Minnesota trying to come out and say he's, you know, for Somalia above the United States, and I condemn that. I don't support people like that, but Somalia doesn't have a lot of money involved in our politics. They don't have a lot of money invested in our media, so they're not really my target, right? So I said, we got to keep this out, and that is... It has pissed off so many people. People who have looked at me in the face, Harrison, like behind the scenes, said, basically, you're not going to take the Zionist money? Good luck. With like a threat, like a grabbing me by the shoulder and saying, good luck. Because every organization is taking money from either the Zionists, which many of which are evangelical Christians. And I've said, I'm going to war with everyone that's not America first, right? Everybody who's not America first, I'm at war with you because I'm tired. I'm tired of accepting defeat in this country. I'm tired of being treated like a second-class citizen for being a patriot. And I know the people watching this know this. You love your country. You love your family. You try to raise your kids. Be a decent person. And what do you get in return for that? You pay taxes and get nothing in return to fight wars overseas that don't benefit us. The cities remain violent, like Irina Zarutska, may she rest in peace. We can't go to our cities. They're so unsafe. Your public schools are turning your kids gay and teaching them to be trans. On top of that, you can't afford groceries. And they tell you, well, inflation stopped. Yet food is 30% more expensive and you couldn't afford it 5 years ago. You can't afford it now. And you look at this and you're like, okay. You get discriminated against for being white. Your children can't get into colleges or grants because they're not, you know, feminists. Your daughters are not feminists. So then they're told to get an OnlyFans. And you go, I'm so tired of this. I hate this. We live in the strongest and greatest and mightiest country in the world. Why does it feel like I'm living in hell? Right. Why does it feel like every time I ask someone what they're doing, all they're doing is working? I'm working, but they're getting nowhere. And I'm tired of it. And I realized it's because why? We are generating money. Our country is rich, but that's not what matters in our country. We are a casino to the world, Harrison. We are an amusement park. People are coming in and they are raping our financial system for their benefit. They are changing our holidays. So we have people celebrating Diwali. We are not a Hindu nation. Erecting statues in Texas of demon gods. People walking around taking advantage of our social media profiles, mass reporting our reports from foreign nations. We don't just need physical borders. We don't have digital borders. We don't have financial borders. And we're supposed to sit here, take it, and the moment you speak out, you get called racist, you get called a Nazi, you get called anti-Semitic. And I just said, look, not everybody's going to have a voice, but the biggest thing they have on us always is they say, oh, well, you're just a person in your basement. Well, I'm not a person in the basement. I work with a team of incredibly talented people like Will, who I want to bring into this conversation right here. These are extremely gifted young men and women who write at the will of their heart, at the blood of our ancestors to liberate us from our enemies. And yes, China is a threat. Yes, we do have to figure out the war with Russia and what that means for NATO. I understand we have cartel issues, but my God, man, our biggest issue in our country right now is that our politicians do not serve the people. And that's what you're feeling if you're watching this. It feels like your government works against you, but it's not trying to work against you. It's just intentionally not working for you and working out for someone's interest. So if something feels wrong, it's because it is. And I said, we're not going to take that money. We're not going to take the easy road. And we're not going to let them say we're in our basement. We're going to be professional and fight them on their battlefield. And I believe that this is the beginning of saying, you want to do that, Elijah? Well, we're going to throw the DHS, the FBI, intimidation. We're going to send people to your house. We're going to dox you. Your family's going to have to be relocated. And to spit in my face, my family's under threat. We had to evacuate our house. My family has to be at a safe house. I'm in an undisclosed location. I've got to travel the world to raise money. What does the FBI do? Doesn't offer me support. Doesn't look into my doxing. They offer security to the plaintiff in the lawsuit, to his girlfriend, using taxpayer dollars, allegedly, more of your money to protect their people. Well, a citizen like myself and my team are suffering under the mighty grip of the government, and it's disgusting.
It is. It absolutely is. And, you know, Rift TV, I've been very impressed with and been impressed with the sort of stable of talent that you're developing there. Will Sexton, of course, you're one of them. I've been seeing your stuff all over the place. Welcome to the show, sir. And what's your take on what Elijah's been saying?
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. And big fan of the show always. I love what you guys are doing. My take on it, I put out a small statement about this, but I think it can be reiterated very simply, which is that I think people my age, I'm in my mid-20s, a lot of the people who are recently coming on to Rift are around the same age. A lot of us are simply just tired of the games of the deep state, of the control entity that exists in our country, that exists surrounding and wrapping itself around our government. I mean, here with Elijah, we have someone who's doing it by the book, who's doing it right, who's establishing his company, who is establishing his brand and his legacy, who has two young children at home, who has done nothing but speak the truth, be patriotic, and like he had said before, wasn't even necessarily starting this company from a explicitly anti-Israel or anti-Semitic perspective, but simply just saying, we would like to not take money from foreign influences. It could have been from anywhere. We don't want to take money from any foreign influences. We don't want any money from over here, over there. Doesn't matter where. We simply want to be an America First company. And that alone, that sentiment alone of saying we want homegrown, patriotic, non-interested news that is explicitly speaking to the American public on behalf of Americans, that sentiment is so damaging. It is so destructive to this sort of globalist narrative that exists in legacy media that, of course, we're immediately being targeted. Of course, it's undeniable that they would come after us. And so my interest in this case, what I have attempted to stress to people about this case is not even the semantic details, but what it says about the state of free speech in this country. See, the way in which this sort of lawfare exists is that what they are attempting to do is build a network of precedent. Mm-hmm. This is very important to understand about how the American legal system works. So the way in which the legal system works is that our courts are built on precedent. Basically, what that means is that courts and judges will make decisions based upon the written law, and then those decisions will be used in further later times in order to render more decisions. A great example is something like Roe v. Wade or Brown versus the Board of Education. These are big decisions that were made, and then in future issues, judges can point to them, turn around and say, we've already made a decision like this before. Let me place this here in our new, rendering a new decision. And so what they're attempting to do here, I think they are well aware that trying to get $5 million off of Elijah and this new burgeoning company, which I hope that someday we can be worth $5 million, God willing. But right now, I think we all can agree, we're not worth five. If we're worth $5 million, I haven't seen a dime of that, which I don't know. That's a conversation I'm going to have with
now.
Elijah.
Invest now. It only goes up from here.
Of course. No, of course. I think value potential were worth billions, but actual material assets, I mean, listen, we'll get there, folks. But the point is this, they're well aware of this. Anybody who has any kind of skin in the game legal, anyone who has any kind of experience would know that clearly the company is not worth $5 million. However, what's going to happen here, most likely, is what they're attempting to do is build a network of precedent. They know that they probably couldn't win this case if they took it to court and just tried it as it was. The point, though, is to have this on legal record, is to have a decision rendered, whether it be in their favor or not, so that in future cases, they can go after even bigger figures. They can go after politicians. They can go after people of a larger standpoint, of a large value, and use this precedent, the fact that a court has heard this type of trial before, in order to target them. And what that ends up doing is that smaller fish like us, we're the first ones to get hit with this stuff. But I promise to everyone out there, whether you're from the left, whether you're from the right, whether your position is one that's rooted in nationalism, it's rooted in anti-imperialism, whatever it is, whatever your condemnation, maybe you're an anti-war person, all I know is that this form of condemning the state of Israel, of condemning the sort of Zionist entity, however you want to put it, it is going to become increasingly more and more banned to a point of them clearly attempting to make it outright illegal.
And yeah, so what they're doing. 100%. And look, not to no offense here, but I got to pull rank on you. They've already done this to a certain news outlet. I'm not sure if you're aware of. And the similarities between what they did with InfoWars and are doing with InfoWars and what they're doing with Rift are really stunning, because you're exactly right. They are trying to set a precedent, which really makes me concerned for you guys, because it doesn't matter if the claim isn't legitimate. The claim against us wasn't legitimate. They always choose something that is different than what they're actually going against you for, right? Which is why I think I look at the way, Elijah, you responded to Netanyahu, and I go, that pissed him off. So they're going after him for this thing over here. They're not actually mad about this thing, but it's the method for us. It was Sandy Hook. For you guys, it's Cash Patel. They have the FBI be the point on our lawsuit. You know? Do you know that? The people that sued us were brought together and organized originally by an FBI agent that we'd never mentioned, but apparently worked on the case. So the FBI using this is not out of the ordinary. And the really concerning thing is that they can hit you with a process charge of some sort, where they demand documentation that doesn't exist. And so when you don't provide it, they say default judgment and decide against you. They've done it with Lindell. They've done it with InfoWars multiple times. They've done it with other people too. So it's a really dangerous, you talk about precedent setting. It's a really dangerous precedent that's already been set to where they can default judgment and destroy an entire media outlet because of a utterly fraudulent case that would have gone nowhere otherwise. The default judgment circumvents all the legal protections that we would otherwise have. So, Elijah, I mean, I'm sure you followed what happened with InfoWars. Are you preparing
absolutely
with that in mind?
Yeah. So I want to say a couple of details here. It's very important. I talked to Alex about this. I've always advocated for InfoWars. I've always been a huge, surrogate of just using my resources. People that don't know this, I've always taken it under my wing to try to help people that are being canceled, right? Yep. So like Nick Fuentes back in the day, he was completely canceled. And some people even are mad at me to this day, or they hold it against me because they say, you helped bring him out of cancellation. I brought him onto Blaze TV, try to let people know he wasn't toxic, right? Because he's not. Right. And his message isn't toxic. I'm not taking any credit for his success or anything like that. I meant, I just wanted to be one of the many people to tell the public, like, this guy has some good ideas and maybe you should listen to him. And you're not going to die. You know, you're not going to melt like the Wicked Witch by having him on. Same thing goes with Alex, right? I have no credit for Alex's career. I'm not going to attach myself to that either. But Alex had a famous beef with Glenn Beck, who's one of the gatekeepers in the right wing, over his 9/11 comments and Sandy Hook. And I was able to mend that. That was a pretty famous big moment there. We did like, you know, 600,000-700,000 views on YouTube. You know, Glenn ended up giving him a picture, and now Alex is, you know, helped him get back accepted into the mainstream. And so this is sort of like, I'm a very minor player, but the powers that be realize that I still have been effective. They hold that against me. They hold it against me trying to help Fuentes. They hold it against me trying to help Alex. And I know this because they tell me, they one of the individuals who's very powerful as a gatekeeper, I can't say due to my NDA, said, you have to take guilt. You need to repent for what you've done with Alex and with Fuentes. They literally told me that. You have to take some penance that you helped them out of cancellations, that you were a part of the vesicle that brought them out of the darkness, and you have to give an account before God. So there's a bitterness in the elites blaming me for sort of helping our movement in ways that maybe people wouldn't think, because I'm not famous like Alex or Fuentes. But also on top of that, with your precedent, yeah, this is extremely, extremely important, because I'll tell you this. I've never said this on any other show before, but I'll leave it here because I know that InfoWars likes the original scoops. When I made that video, I had a couple colleagues that were in Israel at the time at the Knesset that were there in a room with Netanyahu, and one of his advisors actually played the video and was played it for him and was like, yo, this is your friend, and like they played it. So I know that at least Netanyahu's, one of his chief advisors, did watch the video where I called them out. I don't have confirmation that Netanyahu saw it. I do believe that he was told about it, and they basically said, why are you friends with this guy? And my friend tried to defend me. He is a rabid Zionist. But he's a Christian, right? So we do disagree on Israel, but we unite under Christ, and so we're still friends into what's true. But you can disagree on Israel and be friends, by the way, people. You're allowed to do that. And essentially, he was like, dude, you know, they saw this. Like, they're not happy about it. And some of the people that were there at that meeting, you know, have now even come out. They were calling me a pedophile. These are very serious accusations, you know. You know, talking about, oh, you know, making it sound like I provided illegal substances to children and things like that. It's like, these are very grave and heinous accusations. And then the guy comes out after making it seem like I was involved in some, like, you know, Epstein stuff. Is like, you were at a party at a Turning Point event that was hosted by a 20-year-old. And it's like, okay, dude, sorry, a 20-year-old drinking a beer? I'm sorry, I didn't walk into somebody else's house and go, what's your ID? It's like, here's an AR-15, go murder some brown people in Iraq. And then it's like, but God forbid you sip on a Miller Lite, you know? Like, it's like, dude, okay, when you say like minors drinking, you're at a party with minors drinking, a 20-year-old was having a beer at a party what, that's your accusation? That's the Jewish blackmail? That's what you're bringing up? You know, it's like, it's like insane. And then it's like, and then you go and you cheat on your wife with these students. Like, no, that's not what happened. And then the best part is he accidentally messed up in that accusation and goes, it was at a Turning Point event. So it's like, now you're accidentally, this is a PragerU representative accidentally blaming Turning Point for providing alcohol to like minors. So the Jewish blackmail stuff is like getting like sapped up. Now you ask yourself, what those people coming out from Con Inc, character assassinating me, bringing up stuff from 2021, Harrison, 2022, coming out of the woodpiles, saying that I'm evil. You have accusations of heinous crimes against children.
Right,
abuse crimes.
Yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt you. We're about to go to break, and you guys are coming back, right? You're going to be with me for the whole hour. It's Elijah Schaefer, at Elijah Schaefer, at Official Rift TV, and Will Sexton's with us as well. So we'll be right back. Please support these guys. They are trying to set precedent here, and they're trying to intimidate people out of covering certain subjects. We cannot let them. We have to maintain free speech. They're not doing it for us, folks. We have to do it. Elijah Schaefer is leading the charge. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen, our ultramethylene blue is the best medical grade there is. It's so good for your body. We have nothing but rave reviews. It is so crazy good. But even if you buy it and don't like it, which we've had out of like 500 people I've given it to, 3 didn't have any effect. Every person on air I've given it to absolutely loves it. And it's so good for you. Super energy, within 30 minutes, no letdown, and you even sleep better on it. It's crazy. It's unbelievable. We have the best at thealexshowstore.com. And we have all the other great products. I know our sea moss doesn't sound sexy, or Shilajit doesn't, or bovine colostrum. Whatever's the best, whatever's the highest rated, whatever absolutely delivers, that's what we sell. So take action now. The widest selection of Patriot apparel. A lot of limited edition shirts, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters are also there at thealexstore.com. And even if the globalists shut down InfoWars, which they got a state receiver trying to do right now, we're fighting in court. Whatever. We got the Alex Jones Network that's owned by Bigley that I don't own, and the AlexJonesStore.com that I don't own. I'll just be the news director there. They can't shut that down. So you're keeping us on air at the same time getting incredible products. Folks, you are missing out. I'm not a hype man. They said the best salesmen sell good products. Well, I sell the best. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com right now because we have a sale running from now, Tuesday, November 18th, when I'm saying this live on air, until Monday, November 24th at midnight. Every order on top of all the other discounts that are there gets $10 at checkout. Just at checkout, when you hit checkout, $10 comes off. And that means if you're buying a ball cap or a t-shirt or a $20 bottle of probiotic that's excellent, it's crazy. For the next week only, add any of our amazing products to your cart and you will get an additional 10% automatically applied at checkout. Best-selling products, Ultramethylene Blue, cleanest, strongest, medical grade formula, bovine colostrum, the best, 2,000 milligram per scoop. Don't know about it? You should look into it. We got the best. Ultimate Sea Moss. Don't know about it? Look into it. We have the best. It's like 40 milligrams per serving of two gummies or the capsules. That's like a giant bowl of Irish Sea Moss. Talk about, you think spinach is good for Popeye? Well, this is like spinach to the infinity. Ultimate Life Force, Spike Protein, Cardiovascular Detox. Incredible. Everybody should be taking that. It's all there. Shilajit capsules, all there. And if you're a VIP, you sign up, $30 a month, you instantly get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, special sales. So if you buy anything on the store, become a VIP. And if you're worried about stuff selling out, which stuff sometimes sells out for like 6 months, one time sold out of the Irish Sea Moss 6 months, because we have the highest standards, it's hard to get the ingredients. You sign up for AutoShip, they hold it back for you, and you get 50% off in the future order. You can cancel anytime. So it's not much of a commitment when you become a VIP or a subscriber, you cancel any time. You just get all the benefits. But we know it's so good, when you get it, you'll reorder. We have an 80%+ reorder on the Methylene Blue. Nobody has that.
Welcome to the AlexJonesStore.com, the home of real solutions. Fuel your day with Ultimate Burn and Ultra Methylene Blue. Replenish and recharge with Ultimate Sea Moss or delicious Shilajit gummies. Stay sharp, stay stylish with our t-shirts and sweatshirts. Perfect for any season. Don't wait. Tap into real gear and real supplements at thealexjonesstore.com. Power up today.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back, folks. This is The War Room, InfoWars.com, band.video. Follow us on X at InfoWars, at Real Alex Jones. I'm at Harrison H. Smith. And folks, if you're wanting to do anything in politics at all, or media for that matter, beware the golden handcuffs. Beware the gifts that come with strings attached. Of course, the way we've avoided this at InfoWars is by having the InfoWars store and the AlexJonesStore.com. We, you know, just are supported directly from our audience. If you like what we do, you'll go to the store and you'll fill our coffers, and we'll return the favor by expanding and growing and making more shows. And it's a very simple system. Now, it's harder now, I guess, to create this sort of system, because I think people have recognized that if they aren't, you know, invested from the beginning, there's not a lot of leverage they have to get you to shut up. And so when Elijah Schaefer announced Rift TV would not be taking foreign money, well, that was an existential threat to the powers that be. Elijah Schaefer is my guest, along with Will Sexton. You can follow Elijah at Elijah Schaefer and Will at Virilium Live. And then we have at Official Rift TV. And for people that want to support you, how do they find your legal defense fund, and how can they support you in your attempt to get out from under this lawsuit from Kash Patel's girlfriend?
Yeah, just so you know, you can go to givesendgo.com/Elijah Schaefer, ElijahSchaefer. You can also, it's posted on my X account. And I wanted to mention about that. You know, I have not, they are already lying, Harrison, to prevent people from donating. They, as in this establishment cabal, claiming that, you know, I have not spent a single dollar of this legal fund. And people are like, okay, you know, oh, well, you have money or you have this. First of all, my car got stolen from in front of my house, a brand new car, which had gapped insurance, not because I didn't pay, but because they said that I didn't update my wife's ID, which we said, wow, well, we told you shouldn't have an ID because a thug broke into our other car, stole her green card out of the car, and we're waiting for the government to replace it. So then the insurance said, well, you don't have an update. I go, well, the government hasn't replaced the card. How can we update it? They said, okay, then we're not going to cover your car. Now, you might be thinking, okay, cool. So, you know, I just bought the car, put like 30 down, and I was at 100 grand, basically lost my life savings there. And then you go, okay, whatever, that's fine. What's the big deal about that? Well, what did the police tell me? They stole the car in a 30-minute gap. This just happened a few weeks before all this happened. There's a 30-minute gap on a certain night when I go to sleep and my wife wakes up with the kids. They stole it in that time. I had two different hidden tracking devices in the car. This is a targeted operation, the police said. They found the tracking devices installed on the inside body of the car, removed them, and shipped the car out of the Miami port, allegedly, according to police. Police said it was so well orchestrated, so quick, that it seemed like, and I quote from their official report, somebody doesn't like you and somebody wanted to hurt you financially. That somebody might have orchestrated with gapping the insurance. I did not pay. They canceled my insurance with no warning. They just canceled it for an arbitrary reason. So, and it had been canceled for like a matter of days, and then someone steals my car, takes out the tracking devices, and no one can find it. The police go, bro, somebody clearly, they literally said, watch your ops, see what's going on here. This is very publicly documented. So this just happens a few weeks before, and I'm told to get cameras. So I get cameras. They're like, somebody's trying to target you. Someone's trying to take you down. A week after my car gets stolen, I have the biggest contract of my life with Rift TV taken away from pressure from because of my views on Israel. The person goes, look, there's pressure from this group at the White House. They're telling us we have to cut off, you know, I'm tired of apologizing. They keep saying, you know, you're against Israel. Why do you have someone working with you against Israel? So the White House is pressuring media companies to cancel contracts with other media companies over the criticisms of Israel, right? You know, individuals like Jordan Satchel were also involved in this pressure campaign. He's been proven to be an op for Israel. He used to run Facebook groups for the state of Israel to manipulate suburban moms. You can go look that up. It's verifiable.
It's in the Lobby documentary by Al Jazeera. Yeah,
correct. So my point is that the pressure on me was going on for a while. Now, I didn't mention this to Alex, but the reason why we found out about this lawsuit, the reason why we figured out what was going on is right before this happened, all of our bank accounts were canceled for Rift TV. Okay. Oh. They were all canceled. We just got a letter in the mail. And my personal accounts were canceled. I didn't know about it because my wife calls me. She's like, hey, I can't buy groceries. This is very embarrassing. What's going on? And then we find out, you know, I get a letter in the mail and they tell us that, you know, there's a federal flag on our operations manager, Michael Hennessy. Right. And so we're like, what the hell? And I have a friend in law enforcement. Like there's federal pressure happening on your company and you've been flagged and they're using Michael Hennessy, your operations manager, as a reason to shut down your account. So I obviously get my accounts back open, remove him off of them, figure out what's going on. This is the same guy who got the Quad S, the threat designation status. So people that were saying this was a random act, the fact that, you know, we weren't targeted, I don't believe you because we are being targeted. He is under some sort of an investigation. We have evidence from the bank accounts being closed. The bank told us that there is some federal flagging. And also I have friends in law enforcement who have leaked to me. They said, hey, there's something above my pay grade, but there's something that they've put on your guy. So they were targeting us for weeks before I found out about this loss. And then Josh Hammer's team accidentally leaks the information. Now, I told you, I knew Barry Wise was investigating. Barry Wise's team reached out yesterday and essentially is writing a massive hit piece at the same time on Rift, coincidentally. More coincidence, right? We're designated threats. Our bank accounts coincidentally get closed. We get sued by the FBI proxies. It all just happens by accident, Harrison. It's all by accident. And then accidentally, it looks like we get a message from Barry Wise, and also there's this algorithmic credentialing organization that works for Google that is doing a random audit of our website to see and is now going to downrank our stuff on Google because she said that, you know, they found some stuff of a guy I used to work with named Vigilant Fox that he posted some false information about COVID, and therefore our past association means that they can't take our site as credible despite not having anything uncredible on the website. This is insane. So that they downrank everything. This happened in the last couple of weeks here all at the same time. So they downrank us in Google. Then Barry Wise is like, by the way, I'm just working on a random piece right now.
And for people who don't know, Barry Wise was just made the head of CBS News by Larry Ellison.
Correct. And this is Josh Hammer and Barry Wise are the two investigative journalists who were leaked information by the non-FBI proxy lawsuit people. So they're always involved. So Barry Wise, they reach out and I'm like, oh, my editor-in-chief, Earl, it's crazy. His name's Earl Gray. It's absolutely nuts, like the tea. But it's crazy, I know. But his name's Earl Gray. It's very funny. So his name's Earl, and he's like, hey, Free Press reached out. I'm like, oh, they want to talk about the lawsuit? It's like, no, they're writing an in-depth piece about how companies that are, like, spreading hate and causing anti-Semitism to rise and also spreading a lies about 9/11. I swear to God, I'm going to publish what they asked us. They're redoing pieces on people that are lying about 9/11 and dancing Israelis and whatnot. I'm like, what? It is 2025, people. Are we seriously still doing hit jobs on this? So now we have a giant hit piece coming out. We're deranked. Our bank accounts get canceled. We're getting put on Quad S. And here's the cherry on top. The official government account for the Assistant Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security tweets out and accuses me of lying about the Quad S situation. By the way, she has no idea what screening we went through in El Salvador. The TSA isn't in charge of security in El Salvador, okay? So we did have severe – we actually had three checks in El Salvador to get on the plane, three checks. They went through everything, our bags. Then they took my friend behind a barrier. We got to the gate. They stopped us at the gate, right? They had to stop the plane from boarding. And so, like, she's like, you know, you guys never got threatened in security, and no one told you you're going to be detained. Now what? The DHS controls the borders of El Salvador? This is new to me, man. She then lies.
That's wild. She lied. The tweet from Trisha McLaughlin at Trisha, Ohio. No one from DHS.gov threatened you. Your producer's boarding pass included a random selection for extra screening, just like thousands of other Americans daily. There was no secondary screening, absolutely no arrest. And, of course, she has absolutely no idea, and you filmed your security guard or your producer?
Operations,
operations manager being let off for a second screening. So it absolutely happened. Will, you see the way that, I mean, this is a full court press against Rift TV, obviously, from a variety of different interests. Well, maybe from one interest, but from a variety of different media outlets and banks and all this stuff. Will, you're a young man. Any hesitation getting involved in this side of the aisle when you know the type of pressure that can come down on you, you know, without any warning?
Absolutely not. If anything, I think this is what gives us the credentials that we have. See, the thing that makes Rift such a threat, such a damaging figure in the face of this difficulty, in the face of this establishment, is that we are moving fast, we're breaking things, and we are challenging the status quo in a way that only has authenticity. I mean, people of my generation, we see bannings, we see cancellations, we see debankings, not as a condemnation of one's character, but truly as a mark of authenticity.
Right.
Because real truth is dangerous to the establishment. Real truth is something that they will always try to censor and always try to push down and suppress. And so looking at someone like Elijah, looking at an organization like Rift, its history that it's now established, all you can see within it is authenticity. Right. All you can see within it is that we are simply patriotic Americans who are asking questions, who are utilizing investigative journalism, utilizing quality production, quality shows, actual writing, and we have transcended past a point of being able to be labeled as conspiracy theorists or as insane people who are putting together things that are not actually connected. We are a true to form proper media company that is challenging the likes of organizations that follow the company line, that toe the rules of this sort of internationalist status quo. The thing is this: they fear us because we're quickly eating their market share, because young people out there are looking for this. They know that they have been lied to ever since they are children. And now they're looking for an organization like ours because they see that we are simply presenting facts. We are simply presenting questions that real, honest Americans have. And we are attempting to speak for the voiceless in this grander war against the status quo. And so they are attempting to snuff out Rift in its infancy. They are attempting to stop us where we are now so that we do not grow. But anybody with any kind of sense, whether it be in economics, investments, or simply just media narratives, knows that what Rift has is something completely undeniable. There is nothing, absolutely nothing, in any form of establishment or any ivory tower that is attempting to look down upon us and squash us. There is nothing that can get in the way of American truth tellers who simply wish to say, without any foreign influence, any foreign money, give me liberty or give me death. That's what we are at Rift. This is what we want to do. This is what we want to present ourselves as. And so all of this trouble, all of these difficulties, all of it, to me, and I imagine to most of you out there, is very simply the mark of authenticity that Rift has that makes it so appealing. And it's why I myself, in my recent found success, which thank the Lord for, I wanted nothing more than to join Rift on its mission against the status quo, against all of these media narratives that are being constructed and utilized against Americans, against our freedom of speech, and against our personal liberties.
Amen. Amen. Absolutely. And it feels good, doesn't it? It feels good because InfoWars is the same thing. It's, you know, what's worse than being attacked is being ignored, is not knowing that you're making a difference. You know you're making a difference when they attack you like they do. And of course, everybody wants to be the banned person. Everybody wants to act like they're censored. It's the phenomenon, right? Banned books. Look at all these banned books you get to read. And of course, it's all the bestsellers you can find at every airport and in every school in America. Meanwhile, the real banned people are over here actually making a difference. Now, Elijah, I know our audience is wondering, what happened yesterday? We were connecting with you. We were like seconds away from bringing you on. Something happened. What occurred yesterday around this time?
Yeah, first of all, to all the demonic oppression out there, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we rebuke you, and I mean this genuinely. We thank the Lord for everything that He has done for us. Wear your crosses, guys, but live out your cross, right? Pick up your cross, carry it. It's not about showmanship. It's about authorship. It's about God authoring our lives, and it's about us taking our lives seriously. Don't wait to become perfect. Start living out the perfected faith. Look, you're going to have trials and tribulations. You're going to have fears, but take heart. Christ has overcome the world. You don't need to be preachy. You don't need to be teachy. You just need to live it out and do life boldly. Okay. And yesterday was one of those situations. I was going to come on, and then strange people started snooping around my property. I put up a little bit of video of one. There's a few more snooping around my house. Now, I was criminally doxxed due to this lawsuit. I know that Alexis Wilkins says that she was threatened. I'm glad she's safe, right? I'm glad that she's not, you know, in any danger. But you have these weird people banging on my door, showing up, sending messages, even today. Now, people say these might be, you know, people, you know, servicing the house. Look, guys, Cash and Alexis, nobody's at the house, okay? So nobody's there. I'm doing your job for you. But they knew. So I had just gotten home from El Salvador, and they were tracking they're stalking my social media presence. Very scary stuff. And they started just sending people to my house in a very aggressive way, banging, yelling into the house, whatever. And then my camera was recording it, and it was like, okay, what's going on here? And, Then I'm realizing, like, I'm starting to see doxes going on. My cameras are going off behind my house, people moving around the property, and they're like hunting me down at my house, like taking pictures and doing very weird stuff. So my counsel was like, you know, just stay away from that place. I've had to break my lease with a lot of penalties. Guys, I've had to move my studio and my business. These are not just basic threats. These are people talking about how to get into my house to rape my wife. These are people talking about how to skin my children alive. Like, this is very serious stuff going on here. And, you know, grateful to Alexis Wilkins that she has access to taxpayer funded dollars, allegedly, that she can get, you know, unprecedented amounts of security. But I tweeted this out yesterday. You know, Alexis Wilkins needs to realize that when you make a lawsuit like this built upon lies, and when you say that I said all these things about you that I never said, and then you paint me as an evil person because of my views on Israel, like I'm bad, right? You essentially are doing what they did to Charlie. You're basically telling people that I'm Hitler. People always say, you know, what if we would have killed Hitler when he was a baby? This lawsuit is clearly enough ammo for crazy people to want to hurt me and my family. And they're valid threats. And people would celebrate. People are waiting for, like, I can't wait till, you know, he gets killed and shot. And it's like, I am, so what am I supposed to do? This is where the conflict of interest comes in. I have people trying to kill my family, people that want to kill me. And this is, you know, everyone always says this stuff. This is very public. This is very authentic, extremely true. What am I supposed to go to, Harrison? This is what I want to ask you. When the FBI director's girlfriend is the one suing you, and because of her lawsuit, your life is in danger, who do you go to for security help? The local police told me to call the FBI. That's what they said. They said, call the FBI. And what am I, as a citizen, am I supposed to feel safe to call the boyfriend whose legal team, his legal team is being used to hunt me down and ruin my company? That's the controversy. It's Cash Yaps. You know, his mother originally was going to call him Venmo, but she went with Cash App instead. But his name is Cash App Gupta or something. I have no idea. But that's his real first name. And basically, it's like he's running the biggest enforcement of the executive branch. And he's the guy who's supposed to protect media figures from real harm. And we've seen with, I think her name was like Christina Grimmie, and we've seen with Charlie Kirk, we saw with the attempted assassination of Donald Trump, the attempted assassination of Nick Fuentes. We saw with the FBI foiling the plot to kill Candace Owens. I have nothing but reason to believe, right? I've been beat up. I've had guns pointed at my head. All the stuff's documented. I've watched people get murdered during BLM. I've seen Kyle Rittenhouse shoot and kill people, though it was in self-defense. I've seen real violence, and I've been around it. And I have two kids who can't afford to live without a parent. My wife's a stay-at-home wife. She hasn't worked in 7-8 years, you know, and she needs me. And my employees, we're building something. And the sad part is that now I have nobody to look to for protection. And now I'm being mocked. People are like, oh, you're running, you're this or that. It's like, I'm trying to survive here, people. I'm trying to live peaceably in my country. I didn't ask for this lawsuit. I didn't say anything defamatory. I did nothing illegal. And you know what I have to say? This is the worst part about this. And I end here. Even if I did say the things that they claim I said, verbatim how they said it, there's nothing criminal about that. So that's why I'm not doing this guilty thing like, oh, go after Sam Parker, go after Kyle Serafin. I didn't say it. Now I have the easiest case to fight because it's ridiculous. But at the same time, because it's so ridiculous, and there's nothing truthful to stand on for them, people have lied about me publicly. So now because of her thing, you got Will Chamberlain and Wyatt Claypool and these people trying to get Congress to do a FARA investigation. People are accusing me of being a foreign actor. People are accusing me of sex crimes. People are accusing me of being divorced right now. I'm trying to protect my family, and they're mocking me, being like, oh, he's divorced. He's separated from his family. I said I was separated from my wife due to the doxing, and now they took the word separation, like, oh, he's divorced. They're mocking the survival of my children, my wife, and the thriving of my company. Will's salary, which is zero, no, but they're mocking everybody. And I have to say this. You can think you're mocking me. What you're mocking is the patriots of this country. You are mocking the people of this nation that have ancestors have died for this country and who are willing to die for this country. That's why America cares about this lawsuit, because just like January 6th, which I had trouble with too, right? I was investigated and harassed and intimidated and stalked. And And a lot of people got a lot worse, especially those that killed themselves over it. I understand. I'm not the worst victim of it all, but we're tired of this, Harrison. We're tired, and we set the line here. You've crossed it, Cash. You've crossed it, FBI. We're not taking this any longer, and we're definitely not going to settle. And you and your proxies sending the Department of Homeland Security, trying to escalate this, getting journalists and friends to flip on me. Oh, I called the TSA and they said they didn't do that. Oh, I called McDonald's and they said that their ice cream machines work. You know, like it's stupidity, man. No, and I'm going to war.
It is legitimately terrifying. And we know from stuff like Tom Alexandrovich, who was the guy who tried to rape an underage woman in Las Vegas. He was an Israeli, kingpin, basically. And they let him out. So, like, the thing I'm sort of most concerned about is, like, man, if I go hard against Israel and freaking Mossad kills me, I know my government will cover it up. I know the truth will never get out. And that's a terrifying, you know, reality that, you know, people can mock, but it's true. And we've seen it in reality. We only have about 2 minutes left. Will, final thoughts on everything Rift is going through and what's next for y'all in the future?
See, this is why we value so much our company being represented by Americans, and why we believe that media must be represented by Americans, that the narrative must be represented by Americans, because when the foreign, when the internationalists, when the sort of cosmopolitan attempt to be involved in our media, in our federal agencies, to them, they don't view the First Amendment as a godly ordained right written down by our forefathers in a way that needs to be honored and protected. They see it as an obstacle. Someone like Cash Patel, someone like the Israeli lobby or an organization like the Israeli lobby, they see our First Amendment right as an obstacle to be overcome. And so what Rift wishes to do is to remain being that obstacle, to only expand ourselves further as that obstacle against them and against their desire to control not just our policy, not just our foreign policy, our domestic policy, but control the narrative to truly win this war of public opinion. They know that we're winning. They know that what we have is truth on our side, that they're not even attempting to argue with us anymore. They're not attempting to debate with us or to try and disprove our points. They are simply trying to shut us and others like us down before we even get the chance to say what is true. So, in this time, all I can ask from people is to pray for the Rift, is to send their support to Elijah in this time, and to ensure that we all speak truth, that we all act as that obstacle against this cabal of individuals like Cash Patel, like Barry Weiss, all these people who are coming after good, God-fearing, honest Americans.
You're exactly right, and you hit the nail on the head there. They cannot argue with you, so they have to shut you up. It really does get down to that. Incredibly powerful stuff. Again, you can follow Elijah at Elijah Schaefer. YouTube is at Official Rift TV, at Virilium Live for Will Sexton. And give us that GiveSendGo URL one more time, Elijah.
Yeah, it's givesendgo.com, GiveSendGo.com/Elijah Schaefer. It is spelled ElijahSchaefer. Again, that's ElijahSchaefer. Thank you, Harrison, for fighting freedom.
Well, thank you. Keep up the great work. And we got to make this backfire on them. We have to teach them a lesson. This doesn't work. We're only getting worse.
We have a sale going until Friday evening at midnight, where you get $10 off at checkout, no promo code, just $10 taken off on top of all the sales, and you get a free Patriot flag randomly. There's four flags we have left in stock. They're ordering more. Gas and flags, you name it. Get a free flag. But the real reason you want to go there is because the supplements are so incredible. And we have the widest selection of Patriot apparel, ball caps, t-shirts, all of it. But the ultramethylene blue, you're crazy if you don't get it. We have the best. It is such a game changer. Huge pick-me-up with no letdown. You've seen the rave reviews. You've read the rave reviews. This is not hype. You are really missing out if you don't go to theolivestore.com and get ultramethylene blue, get the Irish Sea Moss, get the Shilajit. We have all the best. Oh, yeah, creatine came in. We have the highest quality creatine. A lot of just basic staples are there. The very strongest, best turmeric, 95% cumanoid. Great natural fat burner. Also makes you feel great. Ultimate burn. You want beef tallow? We got beef tallow balm. People love it. It's all there. Optimal Human. Wow, the best, strongest green drink out there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And I thank you for all your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And when you have the free Droid or Apple app at AlexJonesApp.com and you buy through the shopping cart there, additional 20% off and everything on top of that. That's insane.
Happy Thanksgiving from the InfoWars crew. Turkey stuffing and some methylene blue. Pumpkin pie with a dash of whipped cream. Defeating the globalist is our number one dream. TheAlexJonesStore.com for your gifts. Fight Bill Gates, Fauci, and Shifty Schiff. Thanks for your support all through the years. Happy Thanksgiving and holiday cheers.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.